Hi there. The word for today is on relationship and fellowship. 1 John 1 verse 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him. Now, God is responsible for your relationship with him. The moment you put your trust in Jesus Christ, his son, you become a fully accepted family member. But you are responsible for your fellowship with God. The Bible says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Stop and think about the last time you experienced tension with one of your family members. Now, you were still members of the same family, but your conversation became superficial, and you find out that you were more comfortable apart than together. When something happens between two people who are normally close, the first thing to vanish is evidence of fellowship. And it's the same in our walk with God. Suddenly our prayers become surface and shallow. Lord, please bless this vote. And we begin to avoid spending time with that person. Well, I just don't have time for my devotions. The main prerequisite for experiencing fellowship with Jesus is following him each day and obeying his commands. When Peter and the disciples were fishing, the Lord told them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat. When they obeyed him, they caught a boatload of fish. But something even greater happened that day. As Jesus drew closer, John said, "It is the Lord." And what followed was an intimate meal and a sweet time of fellowship with Jesus. Here's the point. If you are feeling out of fellowship with Jesus today, the chances are that you've either stopped fellowshipping with him or started disobeying him. And if that's so, then you need to do something about it. Okay? That's the word for you today.